You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Now plug yourself in the ass. It's the time for another Go Plug Yourself podcast.
So this isn't really fair to other fringe artists, I suppose, because Alafrance had a full hour with us on Go Plug Yourself. Some of the other fringe artists had some like little 20-minute spots on Go Fringe Yourself, like James Mullinger and John Bennett and a couple others. But Alafrance got a full hour to promote his fringe show, and now
shows.
Well, you know, I guess he had a half hour each show.
Let's say, but he's still getting an audio buzz because we still saw his show, and we pretty much talk about every show.
Alafrance
put on a one man show called The Quitter.
The Quitter.
It's our third one man show that we've seen. Of the six shows we've seen, three of them have featured a man standing alone on a stage.
Yep.
So what is The Quitter about, Sarah?
It's about quitting shit. It's about just quitting. Like, I quit this show right now.
No.
I'm going to move on.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't.
Anyway. Alafrance's show.
Quitting this relationship.
Oh, no. I got to find a new home.
There you go. So what's Alafrance doing?
Okay. So Alafrance's show is... Actually, it's pretty deep. Like, he puts a lot of himself out there, which is not something I was expecting because I'm a bad listener. And I didn't catch that one with Alafrance.
We literally sat and drank with Al for like
an hour
after the podcast that we recorded with him.
Yes, I did that. But I didn't know what The Quitter was about, but yeah. I heard like the last bit about Banana...
Bananarama Lama Ding Dong.
Yep, thank you. I can't do the big ones, guys. But anyway, this one was actually really like you get to know Al in a different light. Like I had no idea what to expect. I thought it was gonna be like more of like a lighthearted thing. And it was actually
There's certainly laughs.
Yeah, there's laughs, and that's what I'm gonna get to is like he does a really good balance of being like, this is serious and let's line it up. And then he gets, like, light again, and then he brings it back to, like, all right, well, then this happened. And I don't want to give anything away because everything is so personable, and it was really personal. Yeah, I know. But, yeah, basically, it was really nice to see this. I think it was more of him putting himself out there. Like, everything else is kind of more of a show, I guess, whereas this was more like you're listening to this guy talk about his life and how he got to where he is right now.
Yeah.
And it sounds like other shows that we've seen, but it's completely different vibe. Like, it's just him and a spotlight and lighting that changes. The spotlight, you know, goes brighter and a little bit more soother for depending on what kind of scene he's doing. But it's just him. There's nothing there. And it's, like, all about how he, like... how quitting got him to where he is now, which is, you know, basically him being happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's an oddly motivational story about quitting everything. Because he's like, everything he's quit, he's
had
like,
a purpose.
He quit for a reason.
Yeah, he didn't just do it to like
stick around.
Except
for social sciences.
Yeah. But like, he's basically saying, you know, in his life, he was like, I quit things because I was doing them for the wrong reasons in the first place.
Yeah.
Or I was doing it and I enjoyed it, but then it brought me to this other stage in my life where I want to do this now because I want to become this type of person.
So the other thing that I was going to say is that drawing the obvious comparison to the other two one-man shows we saw, which is John Bennett and James Mullinger, John Bennett's Story Horror and James Mullinger's Living the Dream, the one thing that Al had going for him that the others kind of didn't, which is to not take away from their shows because they were different, is that both are typically in a one-man show, the one man is constantly, like, not necessarily fighting for your attention because you might be giving it anyway, but it's definitely, like, craving your attention. Whereas you could kind of get the impression that Al could tell this story to, like, one person at a bar.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, if he wanted to. Like, if it was, like, him, like, Al and a bartender, and the bartender's like, tell me about yourself, Al could
He
could say that story with almost, not necessarily, like, the same delivery, but, like, a very similar delivery. Like, it's very personable. Like, you got me. You tricked me. Very personal, very,
It's very
approachable, yeah. Let's say, and it's just it's not some, not much of a show. He doesn't have slides. No. He doesn't have props. He doesn't have anything. He just stands up on stage
and tells you his story.
Tells you like his his own story.
Yep.
Of how he got to where he is.
Yep.
I guess.
And you get donuts.
And so if you show up early, you get donuts, which is like not a fake thing.
No. Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, and he's I'm kind of interested. Not to say that I wish failure on Al. I really don't, and I don't want to doomsay him in any way. But I'm kind of interested to see, because he's touring this all across Canada. So if you're listening in the rest of Canada and you have a Fringe Festival, I don't know the exact list, but check to see if Al of France's The Quitter is playing. I'm interested to see how it plays in other cities.
Yeah, because I feel like it's doing well here because a lot of people know who he is.
And
I don't also, know and if that would engage other people if you don't know who he is.
I was going to say that even if you don't know who he is, it's still Montreal-centric in the fact that it's like about him going to Montreal. Like, or big chunks of it are like about Montreal drawing him in. So it's even relatable. You're like, yeah, that's my city.
Yeah.
But if that's not my city,
But, you know, it could be like he can change it up a bit by being like, you know, I grew up in a small shitty town and now then I moved to the city, you know, it was like,
we'll see.
Fuck am I doing here?
Like I said, I mean, I wish him all the best because he is taking this all across the country. Because
I think he has a really nice story. Yeah, unless he quits.
Hey-o.
Unless he moves on to bigger, better things.
Yeah.
But I think he has a really nice story to tell. And I mean, it was really, like I said, like, I feel like if I didn't know him, I don't know how I would have taken this. I probably would have been like, holy fuck, this guy is sad. But like, because I know him, I'm like, oh man, that's amazing.
He's doing it. He's quitting at life.
Yeah.
Yay.
But, the donuts also come into play. It's like the starting of a show is all about his donuts.
His foray into being a donut maestro.
Yeah.
Cool. So, would you recommend seeing it?
Yeah, I would, because, like I said, it's something really real, and it's not depressing or anything like that. Like, it's really hopeful. And I would totally go see it with, like, a friend and be like, and have a discussion after, like, oh my god, I want to go into detail about this thing and this thing, which I can't do here because I don't want to give spoilers, because there's really important parts, and the way he, like, presents them is very emotional and
very honest. Yeah,
I'm very honest.
Cool.
Yep.
So I don't know when the next episode will be up. It'll probably be up possibly
maybe Thursday.
Wednesday, maybe Thursday. But we do know maybe there's going to be some other shows. But we do know that the Devil Circus is going to be involved in the next Audio Buzz. So we that is
with or without Keith.
Exactly. That is, but that's still, that's in our schedule is the Devil Circus. The rest of our schedule is still pretty wide open, but the Devil Circus has definitely happened.
Yeah, and if you have any recommendations based on what you've heard, let us know too. And
on Twitter and Facebook
and all that stuff.
We're all over the place. Or just come and tell us. You guys know what we look like.
Maybe not me.
Well, you know that the blonde girl that hangs out with me? That's Sarah.
Hey.
Hey. All right, thanks for listening.
Night.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?